Anybody else? Yeah. 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 Yes. Control. That's right. Not in our temple. Yeah. Yeah, Rabboni, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're out of order. Out of order. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't bring it. Put your kids away. Don't bother the master with your children. Lack of compassion. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, lack of understanding. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. So is your overall impression a thumbs up or a thumbs down? Or neither? How about that? Let me praise Jerry Springer for a minute here. What do you think of what she said? No, I'm kidding. you know what? How about that? Let me go ahead and just, because my initial reaction was, what a bunch of maroons, you know? In hindsight, I can do that because I can see the whole story in a paragraph, and I'm sitting in my, you know, lazy boy chair 2,000 years later. But here's what the Holy Spirit began to lay in my heart. Have a little mercy on these guys. You know why? The road to Jericho was a dangerous road. It was known for being frequented by bandits. How many people have ever heard the story of the Good Samaritan, where the guy got waylaid, beat, and left for dead? Guess where that happened? Road to Jericho, from Jerusalem to Jericho. Dangerous place. This was probably security. They were going ahead. They didn't want anything to happen to the Messiah. And so they're going on ahead. They don't know, is this an ambush? Is this something? Could something go on down the road? Could it put them in danger? What if bandits did come? What if they wanted to kidnap him, hold him hostage? What, you know, who knows? What if there was some kind of natural catastrophe that took place or some danger in the road? Maybe they just needed to let people know. Maybe there was a cart stuck on the road and a donkey that was lame or something. Like, who knows? They were going on ahead. They were there with every good intention. They wanted to serve him and make his way straight. So I think their intentions were good. But what would have happened had they just shut him up? The problem is that sometimes it takes more than good intentions. Our intentions can be noble and our intentions can be good. But God might be doing something else that day. And so I feel compassion for them. I could see myself doing the same thing. I did the same thing in essence in Baltimore. But sometimes we miss the excellent for the good. Yeah. Amen. His ways are higher.
But we have to acknowledge Him first.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So I can have a little compassion on these guys. At the same time, God forbid that this may have been missed. Because that was good that they had concerns. It was good they were responsible. It was good that they were caring. But there was a greater good yet to even be had. And it's the heart in tune with God's Spirit, in tune with His compassion, that hears that voice and sees the greater good that God wants to do, because it sees the Father's heart and knows what the Father is doing and wants to participate in what He is doing. Okay, interesting question about these guys, you know? Wow. All right, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, blind beggar. You know, the first thing that occurs to me about Bartimaeus, if you were going to label this story, you could label a lot of things, but you could also say his last day begging. His last day begging. How many feel a little bit of sympathy for Bartimaeus? Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Just saying. Wow. You know, this word begging stood out to me too. Here's a man spent his entire life getting what he could by begging. How many of us can relate to that? You know, when he encounters Jesus, he not only gets his sight, but now all of a sudden life has changed for him. He's not going to be able to beg anymore. Doesn't need to beg anymore. It could be a bad thing, but it could be a really good thing too. Let me ask you this. How many people, now that you are saved, now that you are a child of God, now that you have an inheritance in heaven and the riches of heaven belong to you, and God can supply all your need according to His riches and glory through Christ, and His power towards you is exceedingly great, and you have a covenant with Him, and you are now no longer a child of wrath, but a child of His affection, and He is now your Father. How many of you and me ever come to our Father and beg as though we had to move Him to compassion for us? Don't we do that? Guilty. 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 And I'm training myself to stop doing that, to stop dishonoring Him. And I know He loves me anyway. But how many times have we gone to God with something on our heart and felt like we had to somehow, through prayer, twist His arm to have mercy on us? Oh God, can't you see how much pain I'm in? Oh God, can't you see how terrible this is? Oh God, please, please, please. Oh, please, if you have one little speck of mercy, can you somehow please find it in your heart? I know you're a cruel man, but if you could find it in your heart to give your child a little crumb, I would be forever grateful. Guilty. Guilty. Yeah. This was his last day that he ever had to beg again. I want you to look from now on, let us look at the day of our salvation and say that was the last day I would ever have to beg from God. Yes, I was a child of wrath by nature. Yes, I was an enemy of the cross and an enemy of God. Yes, I was estranged from God. I was an alien and a stranger and estranged from the promises of God and His people. But now I am adopted. Now I am born again. Now I am a citizen of the New Jerusalem. Now I am a child of the King. Now I have an inheritance reserved in heaven for me, incorruptible and undefiled, that does not fade away. Now God has taken up residence in me, and I am the temple of the Holy Spirit who dwells in me. Now I have a destiny prepared for me from before the foundation of the world that God is determined to accomplish in me and through me. Now I am endued with power from on high through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to me. Now I have the promises of Jesus who said these things, not only these things will you do, but greater things still. Now I can come boldly before the throne of grace for grace to help in time of need. I don't have to beg outside the gate like Lazarus in Luke chapter 16. This is now my home. This is my Father. I am seated in the heavenly places in Christ, and I can come to my daddy and say, "Oh, Daddy, how great you are. How marvelous you are, Lord. Father, you know my needs before I even bring them to you. But here I come, Father, because you are my hope. You are my all in all. You're my everything, Lord. And I just cast my cares upon you, and I rejoice in your provision. Father, come and show your greatness, God. Be magnified in my eyes and in my heart and in my life, Lord. Here's my need. I lay it at your feet, and I just worship you, God. Thank you for the grace and the love you have for me." Our prayer requests can now be a time of worship before God. And as we declare His greatness and declare the truth that He has given us in His Word, He is only too delighted to bring those things forth and magnify His name in our lives. Ask, ask. He invites us to ask. Can you imagine God inviting us to ask? Ask me. Wow. Wow. You know, when I have somebody over my house, I say, "Hey, if you need anything, just let me know." I mean that. Some people I don't say that to. But if I say that, I mean it. Wow. Last time he would ever have to beg. But you know what? I don't see him begging from Jesus, really. I see something more. He may have started off sort of in that tone, but I think he moves from there. And so he's crying out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stops. Isn't it good to know that Jesus stops for the one in need? Oh. You know, if he is living inside of us, we'll stop too. We'll stop. And he stopped. He stood still. He had places to go, things to do. He had a lot on his mind. He was about to go to Jerusalem. This was approaching his final days. But he stopped. And he commanded him to be called. So they said, "Buddy, good news. Your luck has changed. Jesus wants to see you." And you know what? Still talking about Bartimaeus, I love what he does. They said, "Jesus wants to see you." They said, "Come to him." You know, what does it say he does? He threw off his garment.